White privilege, WNBA rookie star Paige Bueckers blasts media for not covering black women enough. By Warner Todd Houston on May 6, 2025. Paige Bueckers, who was the number one overall pick by the Dallas Wings in this year's draft, is accusing the media of white privilege. Bueckers, who is white, is said to be the hottest player of the 2025 rookie class. She was constantly in the spotlight last year when she played for the UConn Huskies in college. However, despite not having played a minute of regular season WNBA ball, the rookie has already jumped onto the woke claim that the media covering the league are using race to determine coverage. As Awful Announcing pointed out, Bueckers has been talking about white privilege since at least 2021, when she parroted the woke claim while attending the ESPY Awards. After accepting the Best Female College Athlete honor, she claimed that black players don't get the media coverage they deserve. This week, she is again pushing the left-wing narrative in an interview with Time magazine, where she once again claimed that black players never get any media coverage. "It's still an issue, every single day. There's not ever equal coverage," she exclaimed. "There's white privilege every single day that I see," she continued. "I feel like I've worked extremely hard, blessed by God. But I do think there's more opportunities for me. I feel like even just marketability, people tend to favor white people, white males, white women. I think it should be equal opportunity. I feel like there is privilege to what I have, and to what all white people have. I recognize that, I want to counteract that with the way I go about my business." The WNBA was founded in 1996, and for much of its existence, black players have been touted as the league's stars. Over the last nearly 30 years, only a handful of stars have been white. But with the coming of Indiana Fever phenom Caitlin Clark, the league has suddenly been accused of white privilege. And the media has also come in for similar accusations by daring to report about Clark's successes. Indeed, even Clark herself jumped into the woke game in 2024 by claiming that black players don't get their due. "I want to say I've earned every single thing, but as a white person, there is privilege," Clark told Time in a perfectly formulated DEI statement. "A lot of those players in the league that have been really good have been black players. This league has kind of been built on them. The more we can appreciate that, highlight that, talk about that, and then continue to have brands and companies invest in those players that have made this league incredible, I think it's very important. I have to continue to try to change that. The more we can elevate black women, that's going to be a beautiful thing." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.